This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show final hour. Wait a minute. No, not final hour. Another hour. It's not the final one yet. Don't panic of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. And you know what time it is. It's Monday. It's the start of the second hour on Monday. And what does that mean? That means it's Medal of Honor Monday time. Every single Monday, we do this. We take a Medal of Honor citation and we read it. That's it. We set aside all the politics. We'll do all that this hour with the emails and the COVID stuff and all that stuff set aside. Now we honor a hero. We honor his name, his deeds. It's important that we remember these things. It's important we read these to our children at home, in school, practice, Little League, wherever. It's important we hold these people up. And remember, we take emailed suggestions. The email's not just for your love and your hate and your death threats and all those things, for suggestions as well. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. This one says, Jesse, I recently rewatched The Outpost about the Battle of Kamdesh. Staff Sergeant Ty Warner and Staff Sergeant Clinton Romesha earned the Medal of Honor that day. I appreciate the accolades of the greatest generation. My dear grandfather was a 2nd Division Marine the entire war, wounded 3 times. 3rd time was enough to get him sent back to be a DI on the island. That'd be Paris Island, by the way. Your generation produced warriors just as fierce. Please give them a shout out. All right. Well, without further ado.
Honoring those who went above and beyond. It's Medal of Honor Monday.
For conspicuous gallantry and intrepidity in action at the risk of his life above and beyond the call of duty while serving as a section leader with Bravo Troop, 3rd Squadron, 61st Cavalry Regiment, 4th Brigade Combat Team, 4th Infantry Division during combat operations against an armed enemy at Combat Outpost Keating, Kamdesh District, Nuristan Province, Afghanistan on the 3rd of October 2009. On that morning, Staff Sergeant Romesha and his comrades awakened to an attack by an estimated 300 enemy fighters occupying the high ground on all 4 sides of the complex. Employing concentrated fire from recoilless rifles, rocket-propelled grenades, anti-aircraft machine guns, mortars, and small arms fire, Staff Sergeant Romesha moved under intense enemy fire to conduct a reconnaissance of the battlefield and seek reinforcements from the barracks before returning to action with the support of an assistant gunner. Staff Sergeant Romesha took out an enemy machine gun team and, while engaging a 2nd, the generator he was using for cover was struck by a rocket-propelled grenade, inflicting him with shrapnel wounds. Undeterred by his injuries, Staff Sergeant Romesha continued to fight and, upon the arrival of another soldier to aid him and the assistant gunner, he again rushed through the exposed avenue to assemble additional soldiers. Staff Sergeant Romesha then mobilized a 5-man team and returned to fight equipped with a sniper rifle. With complete disregard for his own safety, Staff Sergeant Romesha continually exposed himself to heavy enemy fire as he moved confidently around the battlefield, engaging and destroying multiple enemy targets, including 3 Taliban fighters who had breached the company's outpost's perimeter. While orchestrating a successful plan to secure and reinforce key points of the battlefield, Staff Sergeant Romesha maintained radio communication with the Tactical Operations Center. as the enemy forces attacked with even greater ferocity, unleashing a barrage of rocket-propelled grenades and recoilless rifle rounds. Staff Sergeant Romesha identified the point of the attack and directed air support to destroy over 30 enemy fighters. After receiving reports that seriously injured soldiers at a distant battle position, Staff Sergeant Romesha and his team provided covering fire to allow the injured soldiers to safely return to the aid station. Upon receipt of orders to proceed to the next objective, his team pushed forward 100 meters under overwhelming enemy fire to recover and prevent the enemy fighters from taking the bodies of fallen comrades. Staff Sergeant Romesha's heroic actions throughout the day-long battle were critical in suppressing an enemy that had far greater numbers. His extraordinary efforts gave Bravo Troop the opportunity to regroup, reorganize, and prepare for the counterattack that allowed the troop to account for its personal and secure combat post Keating. Staff Sergeant Romesha's discipline and extraordinary heroism above and beyond the call of duty reflect great credit upon himself, Bravo Troop, 3rd Squadron, 61st Cavalry Regiment, 4th Brigade Combat Team, 4th Infantry Division, and the United States Army. How about that, huh? Not too shabby, I'd say. Now, this whole Gavin Newsom thing's getting awfully uncomfortable. He's all but announced he's running for president. You, of course, remember my prediction. I've been predicting forever. I didn't get here last week. I've been predicting for well over a year. It's all recorded that Biden would drop out. Biden's going to drop out. He's too old. He's a bad messenger of the system. He just can't help
himself. Two of the great artists of our time representing the groundbreaking legacy of hip hop in America, LLJ Cool J. By the way, that boy's got...
He's a liability. But it's not only that Joe Biden's a liability. That in and of itself is a problem for the system, don't get me wrong, but he's so ugly. And Gavin Newsom's so pretty. That's the problem for Joe Biden. It's not just that he can't talk. It's that Gavin Newsom has mastered it. And Gavin Newsom's even mastered the look at what a good boy I am routine. He's doing this routine the system's doing. The system loves this routine. Joe Biden did this routine. Lots of major parts of the system, they do this routine. I couldn't. No, I really shouldn't.
You know how your polling goes.
Yeah.
You check every box that the current president doesn't for the people who are worried about him.
I have deep respect, reverence for Joe Biden as a person. His character, his decency. And his capacity to do great things. That's why I'm not worthy of that conversation. This guy deserves it. And we, as members of the party, deserve to have his back.
Yeah, he's got such deep respect. Gavin Newsom, probably as we speak, he's probably sitting around with friends, if a guy like that can even have friends, with friends and family. And they're probably, you know what they're talking about right now? How much he respects Joe Biden. I guarantee that's what they're talking about. That's definitely what they're saying right now. I quit. Remember, you can download a podcast of the show on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes if you happen to miss any of it. Jesse, I feel the same way you do about Trump being convicted, especially in New York City. But don't you think it's probable that at least two people would find him innocent in other states? Is that all we need in those states? I realize each state is different. Okay, so he's talking about the juror pool. Are we going to have one or two people that find him innocent? I don't want to be Debbie Downer on this, but I'm more down on this than other people are because of the social shame system we've talked about so much. And here's what I mean. Let's say in New York City, let's say on that jury, as one of the 12, they're going to be sitting there in Donald Trump's trial. One of the 12 people, let's say it's a Republican. Let's say not only is it a Republican, it's a Republican who thinks these charges are ridiculous. This Republican does not think highly of Alvin Bragg, does not think highly of George Soros. They look at these Trump, Stormy Daniels, ridiculous charges. They roll their eyes and they think the charges are ridiculous. Okay, so this is all going well, right? That's what we're hoping for. I'm hoping for this too, just like you're hoping for it. But here's the thing. It's not you sitting on that jury. It's Norm, or it's Norma. The chances it's going to be you are virtually non-existent. The bumper stickers on your car, the things you will stupidly say during jury selection. You will get up and you will try to get off of the jury. I don't know why we do this as anti-communists when now, because our justice system is evil and broken, we should be trying to get on juries instead of off juries. But you won't, because you've got that NRA sticker on the bumper on the bumper of your car, and you're going to stand up and you're going to tell them that Joe Biden is an old, evil, corrupt pedophile, and you're going to get kicked off of the jury. So it's not going to be you on that jury. It is going to be a Republican, though. It's going to be Norm. Now, have you thought about where this goes from here? Let's talk about where this goes from here in a moment. Here's where you're going to go from here, shooting-wise. Shooting-wise, you're going to be better, faster, deadlier next year than you are right now. And you know why I know that? Because you're going to buy a Mantis X. You're going to stop thinking about it, and you're going to buy it. And a Mantis X is a guarantee to get faster and deadlier. And the reason it's a guarantee is because practice became easier. You see, all the times I talked myself out of going to the range, and I've talked myself out of going to the range many times, virtually every time, I either didn't have the time, I didn't have the money, I didn't want to go to the trouble. But when you practice in the comfort of your home, that's what you do with Mantis X. You dry fire practice in the comfort of your home. You eliminate all those excuses. You have all the time in the world. It doesn't cost you a dime. You're sitting there in the air conditioning or the heat, depending where you live. And all you have to do is go to MantisX.com to get one. The same thing the Green Berets use is available for you. Yep. MantisX.com. Go get one and get one tonight. All right? We'll be back.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, jamming out to Phil Collins like we always do here on the Jesse Kelly Show on a Medal of Honor Monday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Okay, so let's talk about this juror thing. In case you're just joining us, we're hopeful with all these sham trials for Trump that we're going to get, you know, all we need is one or two. Look, all you need is one. You need one person on that jury. Here's why I'm more pessimistic about that. I'm pessimistic because it's not going to be you. Meaning it's not going to be a hardcore committed anti-communist who knows what time it is, knows what's happening in the country, knows what we have to do to save it. You know, it's going to be Norm. If it's anybody on the right, it's going to be Norm. He watches Fox News every night. He, of course, he votes every now and then. He votes in the primary, but for the guy who's already in, after all, I met him. It's going to be Norm. It's going to be Norma. And okay, Norma, they sit down in this Trump trial in Atlanta or New York or wherever it is, and they know this is ridiculous and they know this is crazy. But remember, we're not dealing with you. We're not dealing with you. We're dealing with Norma. Norma, she wants to vote to acquit Trump. Good. I'm glad Norma wants that. But Norma starts to get some really, really, really mean messages on social media. See, Norma, like every other grandma, she's on Facebook. She does some sewing on there. And she talks to the other ladies in the church on Facebook. And Norma's name and her phone number and her address and everything, it, of course, got leaked by the communists, which it will. All these juries, they're all going to be leaked. And Norm is now hearing some really threatening things in her email about her and her grandkids. She loves her grandkids very much. Norm got screamed at yesterday when she was in the grocery store about this trial. She just went down. She wanted to pick out some flour. She was making cookies. She got screamed at. And someone said they're going to hurt her husband. You see where I'm going with this? Norm, if we do get a Norm or a Norma on one of these juries, and I hope we do, they're going to be under more pressure than you can possibly imagine to just go along with everyone else and just vote guilty. The system needs these guilties. The system needs to convict Donald Trump of crimes. They have been working for 5-6 years now with the singular purpose of throwing Donald Trump in a dark hole for the rest of his life. Do you think the system is going to let Norma with her cookies get in the way of that? No, they're not. That's my worry. That is my worry. So there, that's fun, isn't it? Isn't that sunny? You know what is fun? Here's what's fun for you. What's fun is getting a male vitality stack or a female vitality stack, because that's what Norma really needs. She needs a female vitality stack and getting it 99% off the first month. That's what it's like at Chalk right now, because it's 99% off the first month, up to $70. Those are the rules. Up to $70 to get everyone started. Chalk is doing a very limited time special with the code Jesse99. That's Jesse99. Everything is 99% off. Jesse99. Chuck.com, Jesse99. Norma, we need you standing strong on that jury. So go get a male vitality stack. Norm, male vitality stack for you. Did I just say male vitality stack for the ladies too? Michael, I did say that. Norma, never mind. I don't want you to have a mustache. Go ahead and stick with the female vitality stack, Norma. Male vitality stack for Norm. Female vitality stack for Norma. I tell you, I'm going to miss him when he's gone.
We need to get the word out on promises made and promises kept. We must get the word out. With so much information, outright lies, and the media that dwells on negative, the people don't know the progress we've made, but they're going to. They're in the process.
We need to get the word out about this economy. Why do you think the economy sucks? Why haven't you told everybody that it's good? What's your problem? All right, I'm sorry. This is going to come off as mean. But that's my specialty anyway, so let's go ahead and do this. The headline is this. Look, I'm just going to read it verbatim. Then I can't get in trouble if I read it verbatim. The headline is this. Migrant children pictured howling in pain as they crawl through razor wire to reach the U.S. Well, I guess you could always go the other direction. Are there no other options? This is what this country has become, and this is what the media is like in this country. They will cover an illegal immigrant family knowingly violating our immigration laws, knowingly spitting on the sovereignty of our nation, and all that comes to mind for them is to do a sob story about the plight of the illegals who are violating our immigration laws on purpose. You know, I don't claim to be a smart man. As you know, I'm a Marine. I was in construction. I wash golf clubs. I eat Velveeta. I'm really stupid. I know, so I don't claim to be smart. However, I do have a little tidbit that might help everybody. This is my 100% successful plan to avoid running into razor wire at the border. You ready for this? You ready for it? I don't immigrate illegally. How about that? I have never in my entire life run into a problem with the razor wire at another nation's border. And do you know how I've pulled it off? 42 years. My success rate is 100%. Do you know how I've pulled that off? I haven't tried to crawl across anybody's border in the middle of the night, violating their sovereignty. And it's wild how successful that plan is. Look, I'm even looking at my hands right now. I've got some scars on there. There's some fights and some stuff, but no razor wire scars. Look at me. How about that? Follow me for more helpful tidbits, more emails, and government shutdown. But first, Do you remember hydroxychloroquine? Hang on.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And, you know, sometimes lying is insulting. And here's what I mean. Lying's always bad, kids. You don't want to be a liar. You want to tell the truth. You want to be an honest human being. We are commanded to tell the truth. You want to be honest, all right? But lying can go from more than just deceitful and bad to just flat out insulting sometimes. Look, here's a great example. You know that I am a huge, huge fan of Oreos. I'm a gigantic fan of Oreos. And whenever my parents would let me, I would get six Oreos. That was the most I was ever allowed when I was a kid, was six. And I would take all six of them and I'd gather them on a plate around this cold glass of milk. And I would hold them for the perfect amount of time in the milk just so they got soggy, but there was a little crunchy end to them. And then I'd put the whole Oreo in my mouth. And I used to love that. And that is the greatest thing in the world. I love Oreos. However, I will not buy Oreos anymore. Why? Well,
why are you gay?
Probably the most pride-filled company out there. Rainbow packages in the works. So I will not buy them. The Kellys will not purchase Oreos. I discovered an off-brand of Oreo that tastes like the legitimate Oreo. I discovered this off-brand of Oreo this weekend. I purchased this off-brand of Oreo this weekend. I went home. I began to eat some. No, it wasn't Newman's, Michael. It wasn't Newman's. I've never had Newman's. I began to eat some. Now, this is all coming back to something. Just stay with me here. And the wife knows I have a weakness for Oreos, right? She knows I have a weakness for Oreos. And she caught me when I first came home eating the off-brand Oreos. And then last night, the kids were packing their lunches for school today. And they were looking for a little dessert. And they said, hey, we have anything for dessert? And the wife said, yeah, go grab some of those off-brand Oreos. And they went to grab the off-brand Oreos, only there weren't any off-brand Oreos left. And they said, Mom, where are they? They're gone. And she looks over at me and she's staring daggers through me. And she says, did you seriously eat all the off-brand Oreos this weekend? Now, I said I did. I said, yes, actually I did. And you know why I said it? It wasn't because I didn't want to lie in that moment. I wanted to lie. I was going to blame the kids. I was going to blame the dog. I was going to blame her memory. Look, as a Hail Mary, you can blame their memory sometimes, guys. What? We had this talk. Don't you remember? You can go that route. But I didn't do that. I didn't lie. You know why? Because it was so obvious to anyone who lives in that house who ate the Oreos that to lie in that moment would have been insulting. So you might as well just come out and tell the truth. I'm looking at a headline here, and come on. The FBI is sued after allegedly losing hundreds of thousands of dollars in rare coins during a raid. Oh, okay. Guys, come on. All right, look, it's just you and me, all right? You lost the coins. You raided the house of this dastardly criminal. And all these agents took possession of hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of coins. And now they're unable to track down the coins. And you see the coins, it's not like it's one of those mini cups of coffee you grab from McDonald's on your way fishing in the morning where it's easy to misplace it. Maybe I left it on the boat. Maybe I left it in the bumper. You see, there's such thing as a chain of custody. There's a method for evidence collection. FBI, are the same people who lost these coins, would those be the same agents who lost the Jeffrey Epstein evidence they picked up from his island after they raided it there? Oh, I'm sorry. Am I not supposed to bring that up? Maybe it would be helpful if everybody in the country understood that Jeffrey Epstein, yes, I made that transition, whatever.
But my focus is just stay focused.
Jeffrey Epstein was the billionaire sex trafficker who trafficked women on his island with politicians, with business leaders, with the elite of the elite. We have flight logs of every politician and Hollywood actor you can name. And according to all the word that I've gotten, Jeffrey Epstein not only did this with the world's elite, Jeffrey Epstein was a huge fan of blackmail, collecting blackmail so he could use it against you. What I'm saying to you is the Federal Bureau of Investigation invaded Jeffrey Epstein's place in the U.S. Virgin Islands, and we know for a fact they took possession of untold amounts of pictures and videotape, and you still haven't seen or heard a single one of them. That is interesting, isn't it, though? It is interesting. All right, moving on. Let's get to some other things. You know what? Let's get to this. What do you think of... Here, just let's play a little word game before I get to these emails and stuff like that. Let's play a little word game. What do you think of when you think of me? When you think of me, close your eyes. What do you think of? I bet I already know. I've seen those mind trick games. I already know. I know what you think of. Hero. I know that's what you think of. Whenever you think about me, what, Michael? I know you think that I'm a hero. And you'd obviously be correct about that. But the most heroic thing I do is tell you about Hero Gun and Hero Arrow. Why? Because people actually carry them. I hate that people don't carry on them all the time. And I mean, even close to home. Yes, run into the gas station for a donut and a cup of coffee on Saturday morning. You need to carry with you. Bad men are out on Saturday mornings too. They're out on Wednesday at midnight. They're at the grocery store, the Little League game, the gas station. Carry a Hero Gun on you or a Hero Arrow. And they're non-lethal, so anyone can do it. There are no excuses. Well, I don't like guns. Fine, don't call it a gun. Call it a hero. Hero2020.com is where you go to get one. When you use the code Jesse, that makes you eligible for a special discount. Hero2020.com, code Jesse, go. State restrictions may apply. Remember, do you remember this? It seems like it was only yesterday.
The largest study to date of its kind shows that hydroxychloroquine does more bad than good for coronavirus patients.
The study of 96,000 hospitalized coronavirus patients on six continents found that those who received that drug promoted by Donald Trump as a, quote, game changer in the fight against the virus had a significantly higher risk of death.
Taking hydroxychloroquine, despite mounting evidence that it doesn't work against COVID-19 and could, in fact, be harmful.
Another crazy rabbit trail that he's taking Americans down. Susan Del Percio.
Not just dangerous, as the study this morning shows, it's a dangerous rabbit trail.
Yeah. Mayo Clinic site now lists hydroxychloroquine as treatment for certain COVID-19 cases. These people, the people who run your country, your medical systems, your government, your media, they are so evil that they not only lied to you about how deadly a virus was, whenever there were any treatments available for the virus that didn't make them money, they told you those treatments didn't work. And when I say people, I don't mean just some huckster on the sidewalk. The people who bring you the news, the people who bring you your medical advice, the FDA got in on this, the organization that is there to tell you which foods and medicines are safest for you? Have you wrapped your mind around the fact that they lied about how deadly the virus was and then lied about which medications would treat and wouldn't treat the virus? And they did all this so they could destroy an economy to cost Donald Trump the election while at the same time making them money. How evil are these people? That's bad, right? That's bad. All right. Somebody hates Ron DeSantis. Super mad at DeSantis. Let's talk about that. We do the DeSantis hate, the Trump hate thing, because Ukraine is in the news again. Apparently, this is going to ramp up. This is going to be a thing now. So what's this got to do with DeSantis? Let's discuss next.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and even though we are smiling and laughing here on a Monday, that doesn't mean the war stops. The war never stops. What war? The war on the word literally.
And they're literally almost eliminating education in this country.
Literally almost? Is that what they're doing, Maxine? They're literally almost deleting education? Why does this word? That's the thing. People think it's an age thing. Younger people or older people will do this. They'll say, well, yeah, it's the next generation. It's the younger. No. The word literally, it's a disease that affects everybody. Men, women, young, old. And maybe you're sitting there saying, Jesse, yeah, but you don't understand. It was the suburban white women. No, it was the suburban white women. That was patient zero for literally. Yeah, yes, literally. Yeah, it would literally do this. I literally hate that. Suburban white women were patient zero for literally. But we didn't know they had created a virus that would spread so far and so fast. Now, it's everywhere. Went to their husbands, their kids. It's every race, every religion. Maxine Waters is 300 years old, and she says it. Children say it. It's everywhere. You know what else is everywhere? All of our taxpayer money. None of it's in your pocket or my pocket, but our taxpayer money is apparently everywhere. Listen to this from CNN.
American taxpayers are financing more than just weapons. We discovered the US government's buying seeds and fertilizer for Ukrainian farmers and covering the salaries of Ukraine's first responders. All 57,000 of them. That includes the team that trains this rescue dog named Joy to comb through the wreckage of Russian strikes looking for survivors. And the US also funds the divers who we saw clearing unexploded ammunition from the country's rivers. Russia's invasion shrank Ukraine's economy by about a third. We were surprised to find that to keep it afloat, the US government is subsidizing small businesses.
Okay, so that's not landing that well. I just want to stress this. That's never going to land well when things aren't going that well at home. That the foreign aid helping out a foreign country is actually something most people are willing to do. And that's been most of my life. Most Americans have been totally fine with that, willing to do that. As soon as you get 20% inflation at home, as soon as people can't afford a gallon of gas at home, you're going to find people are a lot less willing to pay a small business to stay open in Ukraine when they're going through that. Which brings me to this. Someone hates Ron DeSantis. DeSantis is the Neville Chamberlain of World War III, this guy says. Ron DeSantis repeatedly suggesting that President Biden has given Ukraine a blank check displays a naivete that casts DeSantis as the Neville Chamberlain of World War III. To the opposite, President Biden has dragged his feet on fighter jets and missiles for Ukraine. Compromised by Russia and Chinese control of the particulars of Biden family finances, President Biden has allowed Vladimir Putin to conduct a war of attrition until Western resources and patience are both exhausted. Biden is remotely micromanaging another Vietnam War. DeSantis should realize that emboldening Putin will only enable Xi and everyone else. Okay. Now, here's something, because this is something I'm sure people are planning, or they think I'm getting ready to pile on this guy. Hey, what an idiot. Hey, who is this moron? What's he talking about? No, we shouldn't even be in Ukraine. Who's this idiot? Foreign policy is one of those things that I generally don't get too hot-blooded about, no matter what your opinion is, outside of one certain scenario. There is one certain scenario that drives me crazy, and I'll explain what that is before I go into the rest of it. If you have a foreign policy that sends other people to war, where they will be shot, stabbed, blown up, burnt, lost limbs, families. If you have a foreign policy that sends other people to war, and you yourself personally, in a personal way, will never feel the effects of that war in a real way, that is a foreign policy position I do not accept, and I hate your guts, I'll be honest. And that applies. That normally people are thinking about chicken hawks when I say that. You're thinking like a Mitt Romney type. He wants to invade everywhere, but he's never joined anything. Yes, that applies to Mitt Romney. I'll be honest. It applies to some liberal white woman too, whose sons and they haven't joined any military service. They're all at Yale and Harvard. And of course, her husband, Peanut Brittle or whatever his name is, he of course works in engineering or something like that. And she really thinks American Marines should go invade Ukraine because her sons won't die and her husband, Peanut Brittle, won't die and she will never die. And so that is the only foreign policy position that I have a major issue with. Other than that, I'm actually okay with no matter how you feel about foreign policy, and allow me to explain why. Foreign policy is always a gamble. No matter what your foreign policy position is or philosophy is, it's always a gamble because foreign policy is always banking on what other people will do in response to what you do. And there's never, ever, 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 ever a guarantee on that. You can't accurately predict 100% of the time what someone else is going to do. And that's foreign policy. Hey, if we do this, then they might do that. Will do that. Probably, but maybe. I guess we'll see. And then if they maybe do that, then that means these other guys will probably maybe do this. And then we'll have to maybe do that. You see, foreign policy is extremely complicated. What drives me nuts is, and we're going to set aside the chicken hawk stuff I just talked about. What drives me nuts when it comes to things like foreign policy, give Ukraine more missiles. No, we've given Ukraine too many missiles. What drives me nuts about it is how certain the people who speak about foreign policy are when they speak about it, because it's uncertain. It would be like me sitting down for a hand of blackjack, one hand at a Vegas table, and sitting down and saying, watch this, guaranteed, gonna hit a blackjack with hearts, guaranteed. Like, stop being so confident. You could maybe hope or kind of predict. You don't know. All right, gun control. Why all this gun control talk? We'll talk about that next. Before we talk about that, let's do something wonderful. Let's take $11 and let's give it to Tunnel to Towers. Look, $11, what is that anymore? $11 is that's a trip to the coffee shop. That's a couple bagels and a couple cups of coffee. But if you give it to Tunnel to Towers, what you're doing with it is you're caring for widows and orphans. That's what Tunnel to Towers does. When a cop doesn't come home, when that guy doesn't come home from Afghanistan, who is there for his family, wife, kids? Tunnel to Towers is. They're paying off mortgages, creating a community for these widows and orphans who need it, and helping catastrophically injured veterans. They are creating the community of hope and help. Go to T2T.org. T2T.org. $11 a month. Go now.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.